We have a philosophy of being a company that's run by gamers, that makes games for gamers. And that has been Brian Fargo's motto for a long time, and it has all of us take it very, very seriously.
Big leap right now is in polygon technology. That's a huge leap. It's a bigger leap philosophically than even CD is. And so, you know, the images on screen are going to look much better than they ever have before. You know, the whole VR sports line is a good example that, you know, that's all, you know, done with texture map polygons, and that whole technology, when right now PC's Descent, which is a wonderful piece, does about 25,000 polygons a second. You know, you look at the Sony station, which is doing 100 to 200,000 plus. M2 does 500,000 to a million polygons per second. So, you know, all of a sudden we're thinking from 25,000 polygons to a million, you know, your leap, you know, and how you approach putting a product together is much, much different. But what you have is something that is incredibly realistic looking. But at the end of the day, it's all going to come down to the gameplay, the interface, the feedback you get, you know, the level orientation, things like that. So really, we want to not lose our roots, you know, anywhere along the way.
That's my philosophy, is the video is there to enhance the gaming experience. Otherwise, I'd be making movies. I mean, I went to film school, but I don't want to make movies. You know, I want to make games. So video, to me, has to be secondary to the game itself. Number one, there is no such thing as interactive film. Film is a passive medium. All you do is watch somebody's interpretation of something. The only interactivity you can do is perhaps say, all right, which other film clip I want to watch next. So that's a fallacy that you can make interactive movies. It's a very expensive medium you have to look at the economics of this business. An average title, a good number of units is like 100,000 units is a good, that's good, that's considered a success. Do the math, you know, the net to you on 100,000 is roughly over a couple million. Filming is $50,000 a day. You know, 10 days is $500,000, you know, and that's the filming alone. Now you've got to, and on top of that, you've got to add your programming, your art, you know, all the rest of the costs involved. So, I mean, you can easily do $1-3 million in production cost on a game and barely make that back if you have a great run of 100,000.